Gaza, the culmination of a 125-year eliminationist agenda. The genocide in Gaza did not begin on October 7, 2023, nor is it a reaction to a single act of violence. It is the culmination of 125 years of a political project conceived with an openly eliminationist goal: to seize the land of Palestine, erase its indigenous people, and replace them with a settler population. Unlike the Reconquista rhetoric used by racists in Europe, who at least claim ancestral ties, this is not a reconquest. It is a conquest by outsiders, built on the denial of the very existence of the people they aim to displace. From the first Zionist Congress in 1897 to the statements of Israeli leaders across generations, Golda Meir claiming there is no such thing as a Palestinian people, Joseph Weitz insisting the only solution is a Palestine without Arabs, Raphael Eitan calling Palestinians cockroaches in a bottle, the ideological core has never changed. The aim has always been Eretz Israel Hashlema, the complete land of Israel, from the river to the sea, free of its native population. Asymmetry on the ground, a war only in name. Israel frames its actions in Gaza as war, but this is a distortion. War, in international law, presumes a conflict between two relatively comparable military forces. Gaza has none of that. What is unfolding is not combat but a one-sided onslaught by one of the world's most advanced militaries, backed by the US, UK, and Germany, against a besieged civilian population. Since March 3, 2025, Israel has imposed a total siege on Gaza. No food, no water, no medicine, no fuel. The Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, IPC, has declared a Stage 5 famine, the most catastrophic level, with children dying of starvation daily. Hospitals are in ruins, 90% of homes destroyed, and over 60,000 Palestinians killed since October 2023, most of them women and children. This is not proportionality, it is annihilation, a direct violation of the Geneva Convention's prohibitions on collective punishment, targeting civilians, and using starvation as a weapon of war. Asymmetry in the narrative, controlling the story. The killing is mirrored by a war on truth. Israel's Military Intelligence Unit 8200, Western lobbying groups like IPAC, the ADL, AJC, and UN Watch, and media gatekeepers such as the BBC's longtime Middle East editors have shaped the narrative for decades. Journalists in Gaza are not merely collateral damage, they are being systematically targeted. At least 242 have been killed since October 2023, the highest journalist mortality rate in recorded history. With foreign press largely barred from entering Gaza, Israel controls the lens through which the outside world sees the destruction. Numbers from Palestinian sources are dismissed as Hamas propaganda, while Israeli military statements are reported as fact, creating a false balance that erases the scale and intent of the slaughter. The Handala incident on July 26, 2025, is emblematic. A Norwegian-flagged humanitarian aid ship, carrying doctors, MPs, journalists, and baby formula for starving children, was hijacked in international waters by Israeli forces, a blatant act of state piracy under UNCLO, Article 101. The aid was seized, the passengers detained, and the famine continued. This was not about security. It was about silencing witnesses and ensuring the siege remained unbroken. Asymmetry in institutions, the shield of impunity. Even the international legal system, designed to restrain such atrocities, has been subverted. The U.S. uses its veto power in the UN Security Council to block virtually every resolution condemning Israel, paralyzing the body and shielding Israel from sanctions or enforcement. This institutional protection is reinforced by open political capture. On November 6, 2024, IPAC boasted on social media that 190 of its endorsed candidates had won their U.S. congressional races, Democrats and Republicans alike, to strengthen bipartisan support for the U.S.-Israel relationship. This is not conspiracy theory, it is public record, celebrated by the lobby itself. The result is a Congress that routinely approves billions in military aid, ignores ICJ rulings, and refuses to enforce even the most basic conditions of international law on Israel. The International Criminal Court, ICC, and International Court of Justice, ICJ, have issued provisional measures ordering Israel to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel has ignored them without consequence. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan faced a smear campaign and was forced to take leave. His deputies have not pursued warrants for Israeli leaders behind the current siege. Several ICC judges and UN officials critical of Israel have been sanctioned by the US. This is not a failure of the system. It is the system, bent to protect one state from accountability. from verbal denial to physical erasure. For over a century, Zionist leaders have paired verbal denial of Palestinian existence with physical erasure on the ground. The slogans may have shifted, from a land without people for a people without a land to Israel has a right to defend itself, but the goal has not. Each war, massacre, and displacement has been another piece of land taken, another step toward a Palestine without Palestinians. From the 1924 assassination of Jacob Israel Dahan for opposing Zionism, to the 1948 Deir Yassin massacre, the Sabra and Shatila massacre of 1982, the destruction of Gaza's airport in 2001, and the repeated large-scale assaults on Gaza in the 21st century, Israel has shown it will use any and all means, terrorism, ethnic cleansing, siege warfare, to achieve its territorial ambitions. Conclusion: the endgame in Gaza. What is happening in Gaza today is not a departure from Israel's history, it is its logical conclusion. The eliminationist agenda conceived in Basel in 1897, sustained through decades of dehumanizing rhetoric and systemic violence, has reached its most brazen stage. Gaza is not a battlefield. It is the test case for whether a state can commit genocide in full view of the world and face no real consequences, not because the evidence is lacking, but because it has captured the narratives, paralyzed the institutions, and secured the loyalty of the most powerful legislature on earth. If the world allows this to stand, the message is clear: international law is optional, human rights are negotiable, and genocide can be rebranded as self-defense, provided you have the right friends in the right places.